This poem's called Carnage. I liked to tip my head back as a child and watch the green tops of the trees against the sky as we drove down Memorial Avenue. So much beauty from grief. Each small white rectangle at the base of a tree holding a heart. And then that strange morning when the last tree sprouted flowers and in white paint the names of 7 teenagers. So much roadkill as I travel the highways. Beside the white lines in the early morning light, still mounds of guts, blood and fur that a few hours ago were warm. Possums scurrying across territory to a favourite tree. Swift-footed wallabies, determined wombats. As the sun comes up, the birds that come to peck at them will be added to the toll. And then, a little further out at the edge of the bitumen, a punctuation of weathered crosses, wreaths, plastic flowers, jars fallen askew and tributes scattered and rustling in the wind. Progress, you see, demands sacrifice. Trees, for instance, are a danger. Cut them back. Animals a nuisance. See there in the headlights and the soft thud. On Anzac Day, by accident, I find myself in the dim back section of a country museum. Silently, I wander among shelves of photos, newspaper clippings, and letters telling parents their sons are not coming home. Their eyes lock with mine, all the sepia young men in slouch hats. A world in each, a river of tears. Be careful venturing out. Be careful trusting those ancient pathways. Be wary of that territorial desire. An explosion of light. Bang! In another part of the museum, just one shelf, unsorted and untagged. Utensils, spears, boomerangs, sharpening rocks, digging sticks. And a still intact dilly bag as if someone had just laid it down and was coming back. No names or sepia eyes. The road spears through the countryside. Countryside, a word invented by Rhodes, as if country had always been a side dish and not the main. The countryside is so very dry this year, even in April, and I remember sitting in the back seat on long journeys through the Wimmera to visit relatives, staring out at wide yellow paddocks. I loved the flatness, the vastness of sky, the straightness, the movement of the car underneath, the rare satisfaction of having both parents in the front seat together. Oblivious as we drove through unmarked graves, the ghosts of forests. How civilized we are, you see. We no longer sacrifice virgins or cut the throats of lambs on altars. Lay down concrete and bitumen and throw these instead under the wheels.